So return to the Bible text. The prayer of Jesus recorded in Luke chapter 11 teaches a very important lesson to us, because it leads Jesus to teach his disciples the so-called the Lord's Prayer. From the text, we can notice that Jesus is praying, and his disciples who have been watching him praying are asking him to teach them how to pray. Look, Jesus 11 verse 1 said, as we read. From today's text, we can learn three things about the prayer of Jesus. The first, Jesus prayed by himself. At the times of Jesus, it was quite widespread for rabbis, the teacher of the law, to teach their own prayers to their disciples. One day, when Jesus' disciples saw Jesus praying, they started to ask questions again about his prayer. They were talking to themselves, why wouldn't Jesus teach us how to pray, even if he regards prayer very important? But even at that moment, Jesus was praying. The word praying in Greek text is recorded as participle, praskumenon, which indicates that Jesus' prayer was in continuation at the moment. Because Jesus was so into it, and looked so holy, and no one could even get close to him, they could not dare to call him and ask a question to him. That's right. Our Lord Jesus Christ prayed such an earnest prayer by himself, falling everything he has. But one may raise a question. Jesus was the Son of God, and the true substance of God by his nature. Not only that, he owed the power of God and was pure without sin, but was he also like a child in relation to obeying God? He was so full of the Holy Spirit, so pure without sin. But why did he devote himself to prayer? We can answer the question in two ways. The first, his prayer life was for our benefit. Just as he received the baptism like a sinner, despite being without sin, he showed us that he could not live without prayer by showing how he served God by action in prayer. From the appearance of Jesus kneeling down in a lonely field every early morning and praying and serving, we do not see a mighty Savior who has all the power of heaven and earth, but a little child who would want to have intimacy with God, and who would not let go of his hand which is holding his Father. Jesus shows his humble state by praying. He was God, but lived a life of prayer to God the Father with anguish and tears. If Jesus, despite his great power and holiness, depended on God like a child with tears in front of him, how much more should we, who have more sins and defects, cling to God? Secondly, Jesus' honest prayer life shows that the source of all the forces that enable us to live like God's children comes from God only. Through the events, Jesus seems to say this, "My disciple, although I am the Son of God, while I am on the earth, my power does not come from within me, but from the heavenly Father. Only by his power I can suffer every hardship and carry the cross for you." The prayer life of Jesus Christ continued until the moment he died on the cross, when he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit," according to Luke chapter 12, 3, verse 46. The last word Jesus left on the cross was also a prayer. The prayer in such an extreme moment showed that prayer had become his normal human trait over the entire period of his life. At the center of his fierce spiritual battle, we nearly realize how undeserved and weak we are to cling to faith that he gave to us and to walk on the road of calling that Jesus gave to us. So, it is normal that believers who put their trust in God should look often toward heaven with his teary eyes. We need to fervently hold on to God, believing that the grace of God, who helps us every moment by moment, is able to sustain us for another day. Secondly, we can learn from Jesus' prayer that it was not affected by the surroundings. The original word of the Bible in Greek records there that Jesus prayed at one place, topotini, or it can be translated in the English as at a certain place. So, we can assume that the place where Jesus is praying right now may be the special place where he would normally pray. Jesus could not approach to life or settle the life of, like us. The entire life of Jesus Christ was the life of a wandering stranger that he volunteered to spread the gospel to the lost sheep. He worked in the vicinity of the Sea of Galilee, spread the gospel in the Samaria, and taught in Judea, Tyre, and Sidon. He went to weary and grieving souls scattered in all directions and ate, drank, and shared their pains with them. Just like his word in Matthew chapter 8, verse 20, Jesus had no place to lay his head. No matter how frequently his dwelling place changed, there was no change in his prayer life. Wherever he might go, whatever hardships he faced, and whomever he was with, his prayer life did not get affected by circumstances around him, but he always stood firm and prayed. What does teach us? His life was characterized by the service of sweat and sacrifice, and his surroundings were never fit to pray. His life was not like a monk who could leisurely search for the truth by being secluded to beautiful nature. He willingly accepted to do hard works, served diligently, and sacrificed himself by going down to town in tears for lost lives and deprived souls who had turned against God. In spite of all this, Jesus was praying. He was meeting with God in his prayer in the stillness that no surroundings could lay claim to. It was a sincere expression of love toward God the Father, because he knew so well the heart of the Father who had sent him into the world. He fought against all surroundings which prevented him from praying by embracing the heart of the Father. How about us? There may be a difficult situation that can prevent us from praying, but our surroundings are never on our side. When we try to pray to God in our daily life, Our surroundings will present us with a lot of difficult situations. Weakness in prayer prevents us from going deep into prayer. It prevents us from praying by causing worries and snatching away the calmness of our heart. On top of it, daily labor at work, stretching from early in the morning to the late at night, takes away all the strength to prayer. Numerous conflicts and troubles happening in a family or a church also deprive us of any energy to pray. However, in spite of it, what we need to remember is that Jesus also had to fight against, endure, and overcome those difficulties that we may be now facing to live a life of prayer. Even to Jesus, prayer life also demanded the pains and the toils, we have to remember. Therefore, without a heart of a warrior who goes in battle, no one can continue to pray. By following the example of Jesus, we must resist numerous factors that prevent us from praying. Most of all, we need to keep our inner heart under control that are lazy and inclined to live in any manner one pleases. Young people have to fight against early morning sleep. Older people who are in the twilight of their lives must fight against the worries and the fears full in their hearts. The young people who are easily swayed by carnal desires must persistently fight for the purity of his heart and body, and the older generation, with a lot of responsibility at home and at work, must lead the life better in grace by carrying the cross every day in order not to love the world more than God. Prayer life is difficult to anyone. Look to God whenever you are downcast. Jesus never gave up. Think about the love of Jesus who prayed for the lost souls, even in the midst of punishment on the cross, which tore his flesh and crushed his bones. Shouldn't we think about how big the grace and the love that Jesus has given to us is and follow the road that our Lord has taken? He is praying for us even at the present moment. Thirdly, from Jesus' prayer, we can learn that he prayed for a long time. We do not exactly know when the prayer began and where he prayed, but we can be sure that he prayed considerably long and lasted at least a few hours. There is evidence in the Bible. Today the text says, one day, Jesus was praying in a certain place when he finished. Here the finished in Greek is apausato. It means rest or having a break. It is equivalent word of Hebrew sabbath, from which the English word sabbath day came from. If I translated the text one again, it would mean, after praying, Jesus took a break. This suggests that he did not pray for a short period, but for a long time. It was like such a long, hard labor that after finishing prayer, he took a break to relieve fatigue. What does this tell us about Jesus' prayer? We all agree that we need to pray to God, but many times we have a very shallow view on prayer. Jesus was the Son of God and received the power of the Holy Spirit fully without limitation. And that is why just with a short prayer, He was able to summon the power of heaven from everywhere. He could raise Lazarus from the dead with a short prayer and heal the person with deadly disease and give him a new life. The theme that Jesus could summon the power of heaven to this earth with his short prayer to reveal that he was sent from God really drew our attention. Once again, think about the power of prayer which moves the hearts of people, removes the imminent disaster and defeats Satan. A person without the power of prayer worries for many hours, but the believer solves a problem with a short prayer. There are many people in the Bible who have summoned the power of heaven to this earth through a very short prayer. Among them are Moses and Joshua, who lead the people of Israelite to Canaan. With the wondrous signs of God as well as many prophets who brought God's frightening judgment or marvelous healings to Israelites. The footsteps of the apostle who succeeded, Jesus Christ, also show that prayer can manifest such amazing and great power. However, there is one thing that we need to remember. No matter how hard and sincerely we may pray for a short amount of time, God's answer and the work of grace do not accord to everybody. Those people in the Bible had devoted their entire lives to prayer, and that was why God's blessings were possible. The reason why Joshua's outcry of help, "O sun, stand still, O Gibeon, O moon, over the valley of Aijalon," praying while leaning on the host, was answered by God, was because he was the man who had lived his entire life in prayer up to the moment that he became a leader who would succeed Moses. How fun, vivid, and wonderful the works of Jesus could have appeared to people's eyes. However, the work of Jesus, such as returning the dead to life, raising the crippled and healing the leprosy with one word, were not because of the word that he spoke. Behind the wondrous works of Jesus, punctuated by answered prayer, lies the word of personal devotions accompanied by blood, sweat, and tears in the whole course of his life. There were long periods of daily prayer as well as beautiful commitment to prayer that he offered to God by squeezing out every ounce of effort. Absolute fellowship with God in the midst of a long hour's prayer and unspeakable intimacy with him were the basis of answered prayer. We love sweet fruits God provides at the end of short prayers, but are not interested in breaking our heart to cherish the word of deep prayer and tear-dropping, blood-shedding, ardent self-obedience and sacrificial commitment. There are many people who would love to listen to a story about a warrior of prayer who have lived beautiful lives in front of God. But in reality, there is only few people who devoted his life to and spent long hours in prayer. What is the reason? Before we answer that, why don't we look back at our short journey of faith? At times, there have been moments when we loved God all right, as well as moments when we did not at our times. There have been moments when we loved God so much that nothing could have come between Jesus and us, but also are the moments when we opposed Him. Unfortunately, our Christian's life is not a short distance race, but a long march like a marathon. That is why none of us can say we have won in the Christian living or our lives have been without blemishes and in compliance with the faith until we finish the race and go to the arms of Jesus. One thing we can be sure of is the fact that when we loved God more, we prayed more. But when we were more interested in living in this world than Jesus, we prayed less. If in your long journey of Christian living, you have not felt the need of praying, then I'm sure that your faith is not healthy. Although your faith is still in infant stage, once you are seized by God's grace, you will have a strong desire to face God one-on-one. That's why the time duration of prayer cannot be the goal of prayer. The goal of prayer is not how long we pray, but the intimacy with God and the dedicate of our heart to Him. A long prayer is one of the results from deep and intimate prayer with God. However, deep prayer always requires a long time. Without having to commit long hours to prayer, it is not easy to go deep into the world of prayer. Only those who have trained themselves spiritually by the prayer in which they beat themselves to submit themselves to God, and those who have tasted the secret of the word of God's grace in it can possess the word of deep and solid prayer. We need to pray more persistently and more earnestly. Everyone who has clung to God would know that. To pray like that, it is crucial to pray for a long time. What is prayer? It is a dialogue with God. In a dialogue, we could talk, but I would need to have a time to listen to another person talking. Therefore, when praying to God, we need to make an effort and have a time to open our selves so that the will of God can be inscribed in our hearts. Before God, who is Spirit, can come into our hearts and inscribe spiritual things. We need to pray our heart so as to go into the holy and the spiritual fellowship by feeling of the worldly sense deeply rooted in our hearts. There are many factors which prevent us from praying for a long time. Environmental factors such as health and diverse psychological causes may prevent us from praying. But the most important factor would be a spiritual one. Even though we have a time to pray to God, a lot of times we cannot pray to the fullest because we do not have the spirit of prayer to handle efficient duration of praying time. Therefore, everyone who wants to maintain the grace of prayer to God must keep the effort to guard one's heart fit to prayer. This is no shortcut. There is no shortcut to words of such a deep and rich prayer. There may be an entrance that is our heart. You would want to have a sincere heart. Therefore, an honest effort to be sincere in front of God in the time of prayer, indeed, is a secret that can take us not into man-made zeal or artificial prayer, but a deeper area of prayer. There is one more thing that we should not overlook, because prayer is a spiritual activity. Deep prayer is not possible without the help of the Holy Spirit. If we pray deeply with the help of the Holy Spirit, prayer will naturally take a long time. So people who love God more tend to pray longer. People who do not love God do not pray. This is not the issue of form in faith, for the spirit of love toward God is one with the spirit of prayer. Conclusion. The reason why we always fail and succumb to the circumstances around us is because we do not pray enough. Jesus Christ was able to obey God and serve His children every day because He poured His heart into prayer when praying to God. Prayer makes us experience God's power when we weep. Prayer makes us experience God's provision when we lack something. Prayer makes us experience God's forgiveness when we have sinned. It is why we need to pray. Just as Jesus Christ prayed by giving all His heart, we should pray for our church, our family, our society, and for ourselves with all of our heart. Most of all, we should pray that the will of God be done on the earth. I beseech you to live in the full power of God in praying more honestly every day. Let's pray. Precious Lord, thank you for your grace and your word given in this morning service. As you know, we are very weak. So, eagerly, we request you for your help for us. Please, let us be empowered through fervent prayer. Your Lord has loved this Cobham Church. May this church be filled with heavenly pleasure and blessings through the fervent prayer. pray. And you answer to our prayer. We always ask you for your wonderful help at every moment. We cannot live without your help. So, may this Kobam Church be loved by you and be blessed in their various ministry and their winning the souls. We prayed all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.